This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady, double losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season. Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment's sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Joining me today on the show is the people on Periscope and Facebook. And, of course, I am Rocky. First you got here, Glorious, and the people chanting my names.
Glorious. No, I won't give in. I won't give in till I'm victorious. And I will defend. I will defend.
And joining me in the studio, as always, is B3 Exponent.
From the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO. Go. CSB.com. B3.
Absolutely. And sitting in the studio beside him and here every week is the jet-riding son of a gun himself, Mr. 315.
Plane flying, jet riding.
You're a plane flyer?
Was you flying the plane? You're not riding the plane?
Riding the plane. I'm custom made.
We riding plane. We rode plane.
Check out my 30 for 30 November also.
Yes, that will be on ESPN Ocho.
Nate.
It's a web series.
Love that.
And joining us also is Smoochie.
Okay, DJ Rock on the ones and twos.
I'm working on it, man. I'm trying to be better. I was bad to you last week. I played some.
What you play Monday?
Black Street.
Before I let go?
Oh no!
Don't
Derulo,
leave me.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Yeah, I played Derulo.
But the bad part about it, I said, is that Lenny Kravitz?
He thought it was Lenny Kravitz.
The black delegation almost had me kicked off.
Like you don't know Jason Derulo?
What? Yeah. That's the key sweat today. You got to play some Jason.
I just know him from Dayton. Didn't he date
Jordan Sparks?
Jordan Sparks,
yeah, he's still dating.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, okay.
No, they broke up a while ago.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I was almost kicked out of the black delegation.
What?
Some of us just don't listen to the new R&B pop stuff today. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown is about it.
Chris Brown is the king, man.
After he went to the Floyd Mayweather camp, I decided not to listen to Chris Brown anymore.
Oh, come on.
I mean, dude, anybody does that, Rihanna, come on.
I know he sucks as a person, but his music is awesome.
He got too many problems for me, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
As a person, he's terrible. Terrible human being. I mean, don't get me wrong.
He sucks.
Terrible
as a human being. Don't get it twisted. Chris Brown officials. Sucks as a human being.
Yeah,
I don't want that music rubbing off on me. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm a good Catholic.
I'm just trying to watch for the dance moves. So if I do ever take my old behind to the club ever again, I got a few dance moves.
There you go. What do you need to go to a dance club for? You got three kids and a beautiful wife. What are you going to go there for?
Because you need to just go and stretch your legs sometime.
You got to remind yourself.
You got to keep it. It keeps your sanity.
You remember that episode of Martin where he wanted to just see if he still had it, so he went to the gym and took his ring off. That's all guys want from time to time.
The funniest one I saw was the episode of King of Queens when Doug and Ray Romano went to the club to see if they still had it. And they didn't.
I'll be there and lost.
I still got it, and I got my wife. That's all I need.
Well, kudos to you, man. Some people just look married.
No ring on my finger, but yeah, I look married.
You look, some people just look married.
There you go. Got settled down with one at some point. Lucky guys.
Lucky guys. Absolutely.
Speaking of lucky guys, David Fizdale.
Yes.
No.
Call in.
All right. The humanitarian. All right, getting into hot sauce this week. We got to get into this. Major League Baseball trade deadline. The winners of the week are the best team in baseball, adding Yu Darvish from the Rangers for Willie Calhoun. Dodgers number four prospect, number 17 and 27th. They also added two left-handed pitchers.
For right now, they traded them. They got Darvish for peanuts for right now.
Exactly.
And the Yankees added Sonny Gray.
Of course, we had to bring a Sonny back to the Bronx. You don't remember Bronx Tale? Sonny Black, yeah. Sonny Red. So now we got Sonny Gray. Let's go, Sonny. And the great thing is we don't have to pay him, so we still have his contract through next year as well. If he sucks in New York, we can let him go.
But you know what? The Dodgers added Yu Darvish to go with Clayton.
If this is the Dodgers' year to win it, they better win it this year, man. They won 41 out of 47 games?
Yes.
Something like that? Some insane number?
Just wait till the playoffs.
That's the only thing.
Don't.
We got to see what's going on
in
October.
Like I told somebody the other day that was, your Dodgers doing great. Yes. Don't talk about it because the playoffs aren't here yet.
But that young talent, they got like four NL MVP candidates on their roster. They are playing unbelievable baseball. Unbelievable. Even with Kershaw out, they're not missing a step.
Well, we did the same thing last year. We were playing great without him. And, you know,
Dave Roberts.
But we have, I think he's been
a godsend. Donnie Baseball couldn't get the job done. Everybody else couldn't get the job done. Here comes Dave Roberts. Mr. Steal a base for the Red Sox so they can finally win the World Series.
And listen,
to win one for the Dodgers.
The trade deadline is not completely over because you can do trades with the waiver. And supposedly Giancarlo Stanton's going to be available. And rumors is Dodgers will trade Puig for Stanton.
I would do that in a second. Second minute, even no
though,
time. Flat.
Even though Puig's had a great season, 19 homers, 60 RBIs, I'll still take Stanton.
Who is trading for Tim Tebow? Who is adding Tim Tebow to their roster?
Just my fantasy team. All right, moving on from that, Los Angeles also reaches agreement to host the 2028 Olympics.
That's cool. That's dope.
That is dope. If the Olympics aren't dead, because, you know, the Olympics thrive on money from governments and everywhere else, a lot of sponsorships.
Right.
We'll see.
Hopefully, we don't have a mess.
The IOC don't like spending money. That's why a lot more cities are not bidding on these Olympics, because they can't afford to have it. You saw what happened to Brazil. They spent all this money for the Olympics. They got all those buildings down there. That ain't bringing in no revenue and just bringing more
LA's
poverty.
LA is going to be fine. You say it. Paris is the one I'm worried about in 2024.
Yeah, I'm worried about that.
Paris. LA is going to be fine.
And with the climate the way it is right now, do we really need another target? We remember 96. It's a lot worse now than it was in 96.
But the one thing you cannot do is let people dictate. It's the Olympics.
I know you don't want to live like that, but bring it. But damn, do we really? I mean,
well,
there's
hopefully
a
by 2028, everything will be better in this
country.
It'll
be kumbaya.
We hope.
But this is LA, not too much stuff goes on.
We'll see what's going on. That's still 10 years away.
And the Cubs have given a 2016 World Series championship ring to Steve Bartman.
They need to give that man
a $5 million check.
A $5 million check.
Yeah, for the 14 years of hell he's been through.
What the hell are you giving him a ring for? What did he do?
Because his players got him threatened by every fan in Chicago, blaming him for their inadequacies.
No offense, and excuse me. What did your ass do that you deserve a ring for?
He didn't sue the Cubs for defamation of character.
He should have been locked up for what he did.
Every time I look at that, it was more hands there.
Oh my God!
No, you know what? When you look at the situation, and it was a whole lot of hands.
It was a whole bunch of hands.
But his hand was the major factor that blew.
No, it wasn't.
It was a lot of hands. The only hand that wasn't there was Moises Alou's.
Yeah,
hand.
Thank you.
Your guy that got mad about thank the crowd.
Actually, it was like God opened it up where all the other hands moved out of the way and we right through the Bartman.
I can't believe he got – I mean, he went through 14 years of hell.
But he got something from, like, the Florida Marlins, right. though.
He got a lot of stuff.
He got – and they hit him out and everything. He made a 30-30 about him.
He had to change his name. He had to get plastic surgery.
He has a
30-30?
Yeah, there's a 30-for-30 on that
on Steve Bartman. On the Bartman.
Yeah.
So what is Absolutely. He getting a ring for?
Exactly.
But the 30-for-30, I mean, it kind of doesn't help him. But
what does he need that ring?
That just shows you that the Chicago Cubs
they were added more fuel to the fire. It's all
about what happened to Steve Bartman that they had to give him a ring. And good for their franchise.
And remember,
I'm against giving somebody a ring that
if you feel sorry, you feel bad.
If he wasn't on the team, you shouldn't get one.
I thought he got one from the Florida Marlins.
Right.
Did he?
No.
He should get one.
Yeah. No. Look, he got a complimentary apartment, job.
Nice.
That was a safe house. that was more of a safe house.
No offense. Miami, Chicago.
He was staying in the same building with OJ.
Because remember, the Red Sox did the same thing with Buckner.
Yeah, they did the same thing. They owed Buckner.
He went through the same thing.
He was a player. Bartman's not a player.
No, he's not a player. He's not a player.
Listen,
but.
James Ellsworth of the WWE. I mean, seriously.
And then why was he taking death threats like he was a player?
They were treating him like a player.
Why
were there bombs being placed outside of his house and people riding by
the
on
president,
him?
The president of the United States at the time had to hide him out in Florida.
And he didn't play for the team. There was a booted misplay in the infield that could have got that third out. There were several plays before the Bartman play.
Oh, Bartman? Oh, no.
And
look
at
the
30
for 30. The 30 for 30
shows it all. I know there was
so a lot of things happened before that.
No. He's not to all to blame, right. But my point is he's not part of the team. You don't get a ring.
He's not to be blamed.
I'm just saying.
My heart hurt for that dude, man. I felt bad for that dude.
Look, if they didn't do it for Charles Smith for the Knicks, exactly. I don't think he should get it.
What did Charles Smith do for the Knicks?
Oh, you remember that one year he could have finally beat the Bulls? I'm talking about when they could have beat the Bulls with Michael. And he missed those like three layups.
Scottie Pippen rejected his shot.
He didn't miss them. He got blocked. He got blocked every time.
Scottie Pippen's long arms. Give me all this.
Hey, B.J. Armstrong got a piece of that too. It's like, come on, everybody got a piece of that.
But do you know? Like, soon as that game was over, he had to move out of New York. Like immediately.
But that's way different from what I mean. He was getting blocked. That was good defense.
That was very good defense.
It wasn't like he missed. Four layups.
And Charles Smith wasn't the most athletic guy.
Yeah, and he wasn't athletic at all.
Tell him that.
Scottie Pippen tell him that.
He got blocked every single time he went up.
I'm not giving Bartman a ring.
For what?
Because that's if he wants to make some money, go to Silver Pond and go sell it.
He's going to sell it. He probably sell it.
Yeah, he's going to make money off of it. For what?
Shoot, I would go auction. Sell it. You want the Bartman, official Bartman World Series ring? Let's start the bidding at $500,000.
This is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life, I think. Giving Bartman a ring?
The Cleveland Cavaliers offered Anderson Varejao a championship ring after they
won. He's a player.
He didn't play for the
Cavaliers. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm a Hornets fan. I bounce the ball off of me. Give me a ring if you ever win.
Golden State sold replica rings to every fan in the stadium.
The ball boy that is for the Golden State Warriors should not get a ring.
He got a championship ring.
For what?
Because he was a ball boy.
Because he was a ball boy?
Every team has a moving part.
I got an idea. Why don't we do a lottery? Forever who wins the lottery gets a ring for the team.
That's what Blake Griffin said. Let's just do away with championships. Let's just get participation awards.
Yeah, let's just give everybody an award. Oprah,
this is,
give her away award
This is
here,
the new sensitive
here.
Era where everybody
wins. You know
wins.
What? And it's funny how you say that because that's how Steve Nash got his ring.
Steve Nash, Golden State assistant coach?
Yeah, he's like the assistant.
But he's part of the team.
I know, but somebody a part of the team, I get.
Yeah.
But a fan sitting courtside or
Bartman, the only thing with Bartman, man, they They had to do something.
Man. Wait a minute. Did the guy in New York that interfered in the playoff game against the Red Sox, did he get anything from the
Yankees?
Hell
yes,
from
he
the
did.
Red Sox?
He
no,
did.
He didn't. They, stop.
The Steinbrenner gave him like tickets, signed balls.
The Yankees never did it.
They
didn't
look out for him. I
promise
you.
Wait a minute. The ref that helped Green Bay beat Dallas a couple years ago, did he get anything?
He probably got something when he went and cashed in that lottery. Right. Ticket from
moving
the bookie.
On. Moving on.
One more thing. One more thing.
All right, hurry up.
I think didn't the Dallas Mavs get Tony Romo a championship ring?
No.
I'm kidding. I'm messing.
They gave him a jersey. Did they retire his number?
You know what, man? That's a low blow.
Yeah, that is a low blow.
That's a low blow.
Hey, that's from last week, all those Bears shots I was taking, but I'm sorry.
That's the Bears.
What are you talking about? I stood up for your Bears, you smarty.
No, no, yes, there's a couple things.
I'm the one. Hey, we're the ones standing up with a bet for you and your quarterback, Long Neck.
Because it's the truth. That's your boy, though, from
Minnesota. No, he's not my boy because he ran Russell Wilson out of town. But yeah, I get
is that
it.
What happened?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Because
okay.
Tom O'Brien,
oh, when
the
he went
genius,
to that's right.
Said,
okay.
Hey, we got the next Matt Ryan coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. Moving on. This Sunday, the NFL Hall of Fame inducts a new class. Morton Anderson, Terrell Davis, Kenny Easley, Jason Taylor, Kurt Warner, LT, and the Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones. Congrats to all of them. What do you think of the class?
Wow. A kicker? Morton Anderson, they don't. I know Morton had a great career. He was in the league for like 25 years, lots of big kicks. They usually don't induct kickers, so that's huge for me.
Yeah.
That's really big.
That's like the, 25-year career?
Something like that. Something insane. Close to it.
Get Kevin Butler in there then.
I remember he was 40 years old out there lining up in field goals.
That's
kicking
crazy.
The football.
He's their all-time leading scorer, isn't he?
For the Saints?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
The problem is – you got T.O. that didn't make it, but you putting in Morton Anderson.
Because Morton Anderson was a stand-up guy. He was a hard worker. T.O.
25-year career, man. T.O., he did lead the league in drops.
Guess what we'll give you? We'll give you a ring.
A few times.
We'll give you a ring for working 25 years.
A few times, but the thing with T.O. couldn't catch with his hands.
He was a body catcher.
I'm sorry. If you put his stats up against the other receivers
that
went
he should be in. Yeah. I'm just saying about his – yo, he should
be in. He'll get in on his – the last call.
He'll be one of those who will get in probably
you know
five
why he ain't getting
to 7
in?
Years from now. Because he's still making his case worse. He bought himself a jacket. Didn't he buy himself a gold jacket?
Something like that.
He's not helping it. He's not helping himself.
And they laughing at your dumb ass. They've been laughing at you for years. They still laughing. Yeah, you think he's getting in? Ha ha.
He's not getting in anytime soon.
We'll let you in when we're ready. We good and ready.
And it'll be, and he won't get in next year either because Moss is up.
Well,
next year.
Here, I'm getting ready to go through that. So next year, Brian Dawkins, Ray Lewis, Alan Faneca, T.O., Randy Moss, there's the senior committee going in. Johnny Robinson, Pat Bowlen will probably get in as owner, contributor. But yeah, next year, Randy Moss and T.O.
Won't get in.
Right.
Next
he probably won't get in.
Shoot. I don't know. They're still debating on Randy.
Oh, Randy's
Randy's in.
Randy just.
No rings, Randy?
Randy just, like, kind of cleared his image.
Right.
He still had that stint in Oakland where he was awful. He was awful.
He's
he was three seasons in Oakland where Randy Moss disappeared.
I don't know why the Hall of Fame is so hard on receivers, but they'll never put two receivers in the same.
It's tough to do.
Yeah,
they'll. But you put two running backs.
Are you going?
They put two. Yeah,
you let Ray Lewis in on the first ballot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Murderer.
Hey, that was
Ray Lewis. You let him in.
That got washed under the rug. That's been gone.
Alan Faneca is a Hall of Famer.
Ray Lewis on the cover of Madden not too long after that.
It sure was. NFL MVP.
You hit a hit stick.
Wouldn't give it to Marshawn Lynch, but you gave it to Ray Lewis. What in the world?
But yeah, Randy Moss is in, man, easily.
So I can't wait until Sunday because I always love the NFL Hall of Fame speeches. They're always pretty good. Congrats to the guys from Major League Baseball last weekend. We didn't say anything last week.
Oh, they had their Hall of
Fame. Putt.
That's right.
Wow, no one knows.
Pudge.
That's how bad.
That's right. I remember them mentioning
famous.
It, but who cares?
Yeah, Pudge and who else? Pudge and there was a bunch of other really great players. Bagwell got in.
What?
Yeah, Killer. Jeff Bagwell.
Cheating ass Jeff Bagwell?
No, he didn't cheat.
Hey, to me, yeah, I don't think he cheated. Here's my thing with baseball, right? All of the players should be in. That was in steroid. That if they had great stats, they should be in. Mm-hmm. Maybe put asterisk beside it, but they should be
Barry
in.
Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, these guys deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. No
question.
Yeah,
Barry.
No question.
Barry Bonds, I believe him. He said he didn't do it.
He did knowingly take steroids. He just gained 30 pounds of muscle in the offseason when he was 35.
But he was always a good hitter, though.
Yeah, he was always a great player. He was winning MVP awards with 45 home runs and 100-plus RBIs hitting .320.
Well, it's funny to me that you listen to baseball commentators. They're like, the home run hitting leader is Hank Aaron.
They don't even recognize. And imagine if he would have, like, didn't take that 1 year that he was injured, then come back. Like, he would have totally smashed the record altogether, Barry Bonds.
Absolutely. Moving on, NFL in discussions with Jerry Jones and the Yankees to form high-end ticket provider. What does this mean for other ticket places like StubHub? This is supposed to be like a $1.5 billion deal.
StubHub and them will still have the cheap seats, but like as far as like luxury suites and like close up.
Well, I was going to say this is basically to help like Super Bowl travel packages and stuff like that. High-end, you know, NBA finals, stuff like that. This is supposed to go there.
Instead of going to StubHub and 500 seat is for the Super Bowl is $7,500 for one. I'm like, bro, I can watch at home. I'm good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have the party, everything else at the house.
I think it's a good move, though. The two of the most valuable franchises in the world getting together.
And we'll take
doing some things.
Yep.
Right?
And then John Gruden is preparing for a coaching comeback. I met with several people. I will not deny that. Should Gruden come back and where?
Hell no. How much does he get paid for Monday Night Football and Gruden's camp?
You got the perfect
job. Are you kidding me? But you want to come back to today's NFL and coach these pitiful quarterbacks and these sensitive players? This ain't Super Bowl 36 no more. That's 16
come
plus
to Dallas,
years ago.
Unless you come to Dallas. I don't mind making Garrett a coordinator.
No.
I feel like I think the league has outgrown him.
Gruden's going to be no one's puppet.
I think the league has outgrown John Gruden. He's doing exactly what he needs.
Bill Cowher, too. They keep talking about that, too.
It's Cowher, like, man. You can't
go. Gruden, I could, but
it's just the same. Not. It's the same thing as playing. You can't just step on the court. You can't just step back on the field.
But
and
Gruden
think
is
you're
so
coach.
Much into it still.
He's into it. It's good.
I think.
But he ain't had to
he's
deal
like,
with players.
To me, he's like Dilfer. They are perfect where they're at, analysts and stuff. I think Gruden, if he come back, I think he would do fine.
This they've been saying the same thing about Jeff Van Gundy for years, but Van Gundy's talking, but he's comfortable with TV. You don't have to deal with players. I ain't got to deal with the media.
The stress.
Right? Sleepless nights, traveling, putting game plans together, watching hours and hours and hours of video all the time. I only have to watch it for certain segments for a TV show that I forget to run my way. Psh. Please.
That's very true.
Please.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. It depends on the spot he goes to, I think. Let's go into shoes of the week. All right. Who's first?
I'll get us started this week. I'm going to try to be consistent with this, posting a sneaker and posting something for fashion. So your game can be all around, you know, you're not just a one-trick pony. So I posted the Kevin Hart, the Hustle Hearts. Dude is in the gym all the time. Nike gave him a deal, $130, the gray and red joints. As you can see on the inside of the sole, it says Move with Heart. It's a great buy, man, especially if you love the gym or you just need a reason to get to the gym. This gives you a reason to go buy some shoes
and
as well.
The some of this goes to the Heart Foundation. There's a foundation it goes to help with heart disease and everything.
So this go look out. Awesome. We love Nike. And then Common Projects, it's a new, relatively young designer, but they put out this Chelsea boot, man. I saw it in Nordstrom yesterday, actually. Olive suede color and a bubblegum sole on it like I've never experienced. I've never seen. It's soft on the outside. And when you put this thing on, it's one of the most comfortable boots I've ever tried on. Now, it's $529 in their store. What I posted was from the Common Project, one of the Common Project sites that they share. I'm not going to give out that retailer, but they got it at 530. Well, go check it out, man. These boots are awesome.
Are they Chelsea buried boots in your Uggs?
Oh, hell yeah.
They're more comfortable than Uggs?
I mean, Uggs are only for the house. These are stylish that you can wear everywhere, man. You throw That's on some true. Sharp jeans and a sport coat. You can walk up in the Chimas with them. Shoot, you want to be B-boy with them, throw on some shorts and a white tee and rock your Common Projects. Go on out with them.
That's not true, man. I wear Uggs in D.C. when it was cold. Man, I'm telling you, those Uggs keep your feet warm.
Uggs are awesome. I like Uggs, but like they're not stylish like these, man.
All right. You got any more to say?
That's what I'm posting this week.
All right. I'm going with Nike women. Hey, I'm doing a shout-out for women this week. Equality on this show. Especially Mrs. Fizzdale. Nike Women's Air Huaraches Premiums. These are some new Nikes coming out to Foot Locker this week.
And when I saw those, I thought those were for men when I first saw
those. They're women.
Those Huaraches are pretty sick,
they're
man.
Not bad.
Nike does
denim
stuff good. That denim stuff is going to sell.
I like the gum bottom.
Yeah.
You like
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then new Adidas colorways are relaxing. They're at the finish line this week. This one and the suede.
I'm not a big Adidas guy, but I think I need to cop me a pair of Adidas. I like their tubular stuff.
The women's are $120 each. I'm trying to see the price on this one. But, yeah, these are new shoes coming out this week. Or Champ Sports, too.
Go get those.
Shout out to Adidas, man.
Absolutely.
Their stock is way up.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever worn. Do I have a pair? I have one pair of
Adidas. You got Adidas.
I had the black and blue T-Max.
I have one pair of Adidas at home. Out of everything, I had one pair.
Had a pair of shell toes?
No, I got a pair of Samoas at the house, though.
Okay.
I got a pair of Samoas.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, as a basketball player, I know you had a pair of pro models, man.
You know, no.
What?
Nope, I never had a pair of pro models before, no. Unfortunately.
Were they good?
To this day, I would wear them. I just never had a pair. I've always been like a Nike dude. Air Force Ones, Jordans, Barclays, Pennies. Phones.
God bless you.
Yeah, I've never been.
He had the pro models.
Yeah, I never had them. Pro models are dope.
So, did y'all have any other shoes?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Nike
Come
Air
on,
Force
I know you
One.
Got your shoes.
Speaking of Nike Air Force, when I have on the Nike Air Force One, Rasheed Wallace, in the Pistons colorway.
Can I ask you a question? Where's the ball spot?
What was that?
Where's the ball spot?
It's on the bottom of the shoe. All
right.
Pistons colorway, you know what the Pistons had, of course. Right.
She was one of those rare dudes that was wearing low tops at
that time. The Sheed logo right here. I mean, yeah, these are pretty dope. The patent leather. Yeah. Released in 2005.
Where's the Rasheed logo?
Right on the back. You know Sheed had
doing
that.
Doing the fadeaway.
I'm telling you, you need that ball high spot release right fadeaway. There.
So, yeah, the Sheed Air Force One, pretty exclusive here. Not too many people have these anymore. You know
they didn't make blazer colors for them?
They did. It was all black with a white check.
If you played for the Portland Trail Blazers, I'm pretty sure you got a Nike shoe. Yeah.
I just can't believe he played
an Crab.
I can't believe he played the Air Force Ones though.
Allen Crabbe.
Except Damian Lillard because he wears Adidas.
OBJ and Allen Crabbe, yes, the same shoe.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, true. They got the same hairdo. Yeah. All
right.
True.
No, that shoe is sweet though.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, moving on from shoes. I meant to ask Coach Silas what he thought of the new jerseys. And let me tell you what I think. Are you serious? All you did was add the Jumpman to it.
Jumpman. Like, them boys up to something.
It's a logo on it. I was like, really? I was like, there's going to be some fresh jerseys coming out.
But
no.
They just stitched the Jumpman on there?
And they added the little invisible lines in there.
If you
pick up the jersey, you can see it really good. You can't see it on camera. But this is huge because the NBA it's only been like the logo and the team's name on the front of the jersey. The NBA logo and the team's name. Now you got the Jumpman logo. Cleveland is going to have the Goodyear Wings logo on their jersey. Philadelphia is going to have the eSport logo or some sport logo for eSports. They're going to have
e-sports.
The logo on their jerseys. So this is good. This is good. Get more sponsorships in. They'll probably end up looking like the WNBA jerseys. WNBA jerseys have the team logo really small in the shirt, but then their main spots is all over the jerseys or like NASCAR.
Soccer.
You got these sponsors pay for these sports, man.
You don't
sports
have,
die when you don't have sponsors.
I don't want to see a freaking NASCAR jersey, basically where you got a sticker on every corner of the jersey. That's too much.
Hey, advertisement pays for our stuff, man.
Yeah, true. I gotta understand. So with that happening, like, do the Houston Rockets are gonna get like the picture of Beyonce stitched in?
It's gonna be lemonade. On one side, and like, then the new Jay-Z album on the other side.
Like the Rockefeller Records side, yeah. Rock Nation side?
Something.
I'm just asking.
The Ivy Park logo?
Listen, I do not want anything on this beautiful jersey ever. All right, you don't put anything on Cowboys jerseys.
But their practice jerseys, you know, they got sponsors on the practice
jerseys. What do you think you want on practice?
The NFL jerseys are going to have the Visa logos, I think, starting next season, Visa and Microsoft.
That's doing a little logo, I get. That's fine. I'm talking about when you start putting 5 or 6 or 7 on, that's when you get into too much. All right, well, there goes the Hornets talk. I mean, we got Coach Silas on the show, so we'll –
Shout out to Coach posted. Silas.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Nice for him to take his summer vacay. Nice. We meant to ask him where he was at.
He said he went to Maui. Just came back from Maui. Nice.
Must be nice.
Must be great.
MKG's in the gym.
Doing what? You heard Kaminsky's getting stronger. And you heard the coach talking about the game. Like, the game is so different from 3 years ago where you can switch all day. Everybody's switching. But it's still hard to defend because everybody can score the ball nowadays. 6'11" guys out here handling, pulling from 20, 30 feet. It's insane.
No, it's crazy. You still got to be able to put a body in front of somebody exactly. And not get hurt.
Now,
on the play.
Is Frank going to ever be an elite defender? Hell no. Hell no. But can he be a better rebounder and be more consistent on a night-to-night basis? Yes. And that's the main thing we're looking for Frank from this season. Because he had flashes last year where he would give you a quarter, or he'd give you like 3 games where he was awesome, then he'll disappear for 7 games.
I have to stop you on that for a second. When you got a chance to get 9 draft picks, not even Michael Jordan had that many picks for him, you have to be a top player. And for what we gave up to keep him, he needs to be the second best player on this
team.
Why
you always got to remind me of that? Why you always got to do that, man?
Because it's a dream. I get keeping
I'm trying
check,
to
buddy.
Be positive for
well,
my
I'm
team.
Well, I'm being positive.
I know what we gave up. You remember we
saying.
Did the draft show? I drafted Devin Booker,
hey,
and we went.
I know.
And you
I'm,
said they're going to take Frank Kaminsky.
Right.
And
I
sure enough,
were.
I was mad.
I told
I
you they
throw
were.
A damn
Listen,
something at the TV.
Frank Kaminsky, for what you got, he needs to be the second best player on this team this year, next year. He has to be.
He wouldn't be the second best player for the Brooklyn Nets.
I don't think he'd be the second best team for the Greensboro Swarm.
Maybe not.
Wow. Maybe not. In you guys' opinion, who needs to – what player on the Hornets need to have a breakout season?
MKG.
Absolutely.
And we've been talking about
15. And we've been waiting for that. We've been waiting for that,
I'm talking about 15 and 10.
Coach hit it right on the head.
And that's sad.
That's what we're waiting for. Number 2 overall pick.
MKG?
Yeah,
15 and 10 will be a career
right
year.
On the head.
I hate to burst you guys' bubble. It's not going to happen.
No, I know that. Yeah. But for a number 2 pick, what do you – I mean, for us, as a number 2 pick, what should he be averaging per game?
Even Michael Beasley was averaging – he should be 15-7. Because of his slender
MKG.
Frame.
MKG?
His
what
slender frame.
For number 2 pick.
For number 2 pick.
Yeah, about 16 and 7. 16, 7.
You think 7?
17,
okay.
16, or 17 and 7.
What should he be averaging?
He need any – I don't know what the average – he needs to be an all-star.
Thank you.
All-defensive team.
He is a good defender. Go. I don't know why he's not. He is a good – he is
no,
a good
No, he's not.
He is.
He actually gets burnt. Do we not remember Carmelo scoring 65? Yeah. Do we not remember every other small forward scoring like 30?
The only guy he was having success against was Paul George.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Melo, yeah.
Well, Melo had I know Melo's one of the best scorers all time. Yeah. I'm not doubting that. But when you score, you can't score 65 constantly.
I have to.
Only.
The one
I would have to go back. I would have to go back and see. Tape of that game to see how much of that he ate. You know?
Oh, no, look.
I don't know how much
of
it he ate.
Which one? When he was in the garden?
The one in the garden.
I was there. He ate about 30.
He ate about 30.
Live and direct because it was all ISO.
And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So if you say it, I didn't know.
But MKG played the entire season last year, which is a start.
No, it is, but this process is now going on in the fifth year.
AD missed some time.
No, I know, but eight.
But we AD, AD is MKG. Definitely.
I mean, there's a big gap.
It's a huge gap.
He needs to be on some type of NBA team, all-star-ish.
If he was on the Golden State Warriors, he'd be all-star.
Because that's what the Warriors do. They
no, make, I know, but the type of team, they will make him look
they
good.
Make,
we
don't make Swaggy P look good.
No, I know.
Next season.
So they had to get Nick Batum to kind of do his job.
We need Nick Batum to shoot more when he's open.
So
I like Nick Batum.
They
good,
asked,
I like
he asked
the
a question. Who's the guy on the team that has a breakout season?
Who needs to is MKG.
All right, so we all agree MKG?
It's MKG.
Who do you think will? Who do you think needs will?
That
I'm going to say Dwight.
Dwight Howard? All right.
I'm going to say Dwight.
I can see him doing it.
You just have to temper expectations for Dwight coming into a new system again.
Right.
I don't have high
And not playing with this team.
Like, I don't have high expectations for Dwight. Like right now, he is what he is. So
yeah.
If Dwight could just give me 15 and 13 every night
I mean,
and care.
That would be awesome. I'm good with that. Double-double machine, and we were one of the bottom-tier teams in rebounding.
If he can do 15 and 10 and have Cody do 16 and 11, 16 and 10, that's a perfect scenario for me because that means Cody gets better. And, I mean, I think that's what needs to happen.
Damn,
Cody
I forgot
needs
about
to get
Cody.
Better. Cody needs to get better, not Dwight.
He has to stay healthy.
Cody
needs to stay healthy.
No, and he did most of the year, but like he was telling you, Coach Silas was telling you.
4-17.
You know, he needs to get even better. Mr. MVP of the Summer League 3 years ago needs to get better.
Mr. Serviceable One himself, Cody Zeller.
I mean, we're talking about Lonzo Ball, you know, being MVP of Summer League. Hey, Cody Zeller was right there.
True. But see, Cody Zeller, it's like, with the way the game is being played now, he has to expand. He has to be either a stretch four or a face up five.
And he has a pretty good 18 to 20 foot jump shot.
The back
if
to
you're
the basket
ask him
is
to
over.
Open three, shoot a three. That's not gonna happen. Like Boogie Cousins is
the last
of a
between
dead
him
breed.
And Gasol
of the Mohicans.
But if you look at college ball, there's a few 7-footers that have back to the basket games that are coming through the high school ranks. So. There might be a sprinkle of them mixed back in.
Those days are gone. I'm going to be gone for a long time, man.
Oh, yeah. All right, moving on to the Charlotte Knights real fast. They're in Durham today. They have a three-game home stretch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night, of course, is fireworks. Sunday at 5:05 is kids run the bases. So make sure you go out, support them. I'll be out there Friday.
Don't get your kid trampled if there's running the bases.
Please don't let that happen. But they, you know, it's a great time with the family to go out and have it. Hopefully a couple weeks we'll have someone on the show. The product on the field is not so good. Nicky Delmonico got caught up to the White Sox. He was the all-star for the Knights. So they have nobody left on the team.
That was the Twinkie guy, right?
Yeah. No, that's McConnell.
He's struggling right now. Lay off them Twinkies.
Right now, the Knights are 45-64. They've lost six in a row.
Tickets are cheap. The food is good. The alcohol is better. Go out and enjoy the festivities.
There you go.
Yeah, when you're a bad team, the alcohol has to be
alcohol's
awesome.
Got to be great. Yeah, the alcohol's got to be great. All right. You wanted to speak about NASCAR?
Yeah, of course, they're in Watkins Glen this weekend. A couple things to watch out for. Denny Hamlin's girlfriend is expecting their second child. So, Regan Smith is on standby just in case Denny can't drive on Sunday.
Did you say his second girlfriend?
His girlfriend. expecting their second child. I hope I didn't say second girlfriend. If I did, I'm sorry.
I thought you did, but I think you were right. I'm just hearing things.
Okay. Eric Jones, 8th place finish, encumbered. They took the car after the race to the R&D center. Found a rear suspension violation, docked him 25 driver points, fined the crew chief $50,000, suspended him for 2 races, which sucks because there's only 5 races left in the regular season to the playoffs. So you kind of need your crew chief if you want to try to get in. NASCAR put out a rule they're limiting Cup regulars with 5 years experience to only driving 7 Xfinity races and truck races next season. This is the quote-unquote Kyle Busch rule, because Kyle Busch drives every race every week, and they're tired of him winning. They hate Kyle Busch that much. Kyle Busch was pissed. He sounded off. He said, hey, you don't want me to drive, I'll take my money and my trucks and I'll go home. Hate to sound like a spoiled brat, but I ain't mad at you. I own something and I'm allowed to drive, and now you're trying to limit what I can drive? F you. F you, pretty much.
All
right. Stuart Haas Racing not picking up the option on the 41 of Kurt Busch, but they tweeted out that they expect Kurt to be in their plans going forward. What I'm thinking might happen is Danica might be out because her contract is up and she doesn't sound like she wants to drive anymore. And they might just go away with the 41 car and move Kurt to the 10 car. There's a couple things they can
do. Yeah, her and Stinkhouse. So, you know.
So that's cool. Kyle Busch did win last weekend. Way to go, Busch. Proud of you, son.
How does the standings go into – who's the last people that have a chance to get into the
– Now, there are like – there are still drivers competing for three spots. Three spots. 13 different drivers have won on the season. Joey Logano's win was encumbered, so he needs to win. Matt Kenseth needs to win. Clint Bowyer needs to win. Eric Jones needs to win. Daniel Suarez needs to win.
I saw that.
Everybody needs to win.
I saw that Earnhardt Jr. has a chance.
If he wins, he has to win. But needs to win this weekend at Watkins Glen on a road course. Experienced drivers usually do better at road courses, and anything can happen at Watkins Glen.
All right.
We rooting for you, Junior. Come on, man.
Go Kenseth.
Matt Kenseth. I'm rooting for the old guy, too, man. He's being doing so dirty right now. So dirty.
When was he getting done dirty?
JGR, you know, they announced they let Matt Kenseth go at the end of the season, announced that Eric Jones will be taking the 20 car. Eric Jones has had rotten luck since that announcement. And Matt Kenseth, has a chance to win a championship if he can get in the playoffs. These old drivers, y'all got to get together. Y'all need to start a race team, and y'all need to bring some manufacturer. NASCAR is dying. One more news. I forgot. Target announced, Chip Ganassi and Target announced that Target will pull sponsorship. They will no longer be sponsoring the 42 car. Chip Ganassi said they're keeping Kyle Larson. They're just looking for sponsors.
It sounds like no more NASCAR. They can go to the go-kart series.
Target is focusing on football advertisement.
Ooh. Yeah,
soccer.
All right. That's where the money is at.
All right. It's a lot cheaper.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and go into Dummies of the Week, NFC North preview, somebody's Chicago Bears.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about
Go Bears.
The 1-15 Chicago Bears.
The ones that will beat the Cleveland Browns.
Nope.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas. Catch us anywhere.